Blog Talk Radio.
Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know, it.
Look,
if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the raining. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should have known better, and I plan to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Bonds. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran? Or Old Testament, don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause, your future's my past. I've been here before. I know when you're scheming. I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition. I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering, whispering. The streets are talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit. What's the cause of it? I need to know. Bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my glockin'. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the popping. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the dropping? S dot again. Y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood. That's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues. I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the Cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply two dogs for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? But the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you, When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit. What's the cause of it? I need to know.
The streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip hop.
When the streets
it's Friday. October 11, 2013. You kicking it live. Station in Phoenix, Arizona. I got my cellmates with me. Juelz the G. And as usual, T-Row. What's going on with the world? Streets is talking, sports talk show. What's the deal, T-Row? How you doing this evening, man?
Oh, L Boogie, you know how we get down, man. We finally made it to the end of the week. You know, we love Fridays. Fridays is all, you know, that's what us players look for, Friday, so we can do it big. We work hard all week just so we can play hard on the weekend, you know what I mean? So, you know, big ups to you. I see you, Juelz. What's up to all the people, all our fans out there? Streets is talking. You know what it is. It's Eastern time, and we got to get it in like we get it in. So, you know, L Boogie, I hope everything good with you. We got a lot of good things happening this weekend again. And you know how we get down. I'm going to let you lay it down so you can tell us what's on the hot menu for the night. And, you know, big ups. I see you, Bluesy. I'm glad you made it over there to see your peoples, you know what I mean? That's what I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying? And Finesse, we see you on the road, baby. We see you on the Greyhound, baby, doing your thing. For those that don't know, GME is in the house all day, every day, repping, you know what I'm saying? So, L Boogie, what's up with you, man, on this Friday, October 11th? Libra, stand up and kick it. What's up with L Boogie this evening?
Man, no doubt, man. You know, we're going to get serious, real serious in the streets, man. And this is really a street show. And people don't realize we get real deep, even though this next topic is kind of serious. And we want to give big ups and our prayers go out to Adrian Peterson, which his son was assaulted 2 years old by a young man in South Dakota. Man, it just hurts my heart. And, you know, Matt Schaub being harassed by civilians, you know, trespassing on his property and QAnon him at his driveway. Now, Ro, let's go back to the Adrian Peterson situation, where the young lady wasn't there and her boyfriend has a history of assaulting. He also had 2 years ago, he assaulted his ex-girlfriend, and charges was brought up, but eventually they were dismissed or suspended. So I ask you this, just you being in the streets and, you know, putting yourself in that situation, and you're Adrian Peterson, and he said he's going to play, you know, because this lets off some stress. What's going through your mind right now as far as, you know, retaliation or what are you thinking? There's nothing you can do, you know. What are you thinking? His mother left and left him there with the boyfriend. What will she get brought up on charges as well?
I don't believe that she will be brought up on charges, but, man, like you said earlier, man, our condolences from the streets to Adrian Peterson and his family. You know, it's just a sad situation and a tough one at the same time, you know, L Boogie, because I don't believe that the baby's mom had anything to do with it. This guy, like you said, had previous charges on him from assaulting, someone in the past. And it comes down to it that he assaulted a little 2-year-old, man. So, as far as retaliation, I don't think that Adrian Peterson needs to go that route, you know what I mean, especially in a little city like South Dakota. You know, you can really get caught up in South Dakota. So, you know, I hope no retaliation thoughts are going through his mind or anything like that. Old boy will get his due when it's time, and believe me, you know what I'm saying? When they get to court, you know what I'm saying? Everything will come out, and this guy will get it. You know how it is in the street, tell Boogie. When you go to the pen and you get in that cell and people know, you know, start talking, and what happens, you know, what you committed actually comes out. You know what I'm saying? These guys ain't dumb. They know who they going after. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that guy will get his. You know what I'm saying? As far as Adrian Peterson, he has to play ball, man. We've seen it time and time again where these guys in the NFL have lost a loved one due to all kind of circumstances. But when they get in between the lines, L Boogie, we see greatness. And we just may see Adrian Peterson, you know, dedicate this season to his son and having a season like he had last year and ending the season, you know, kind of, you know, 9 yards short. You know, that makes of the NFL all-time rushing record, you know, I think that puts more motivation in his heart and his soul, makes him run a little bit harder. So if we haven't seen Adrian Peterson run hard yet, just wait and see what happens on Sunday and from there forward. You know, he's second in leading. He's second in the NFL in rushing right now with 421 yards rushing, and I think he's just going to turn it up a notch. So, you know, we've seen this. We've seen this movie before, L Boogie. Brett Favre, what did he do on Monday night? You know what I'm saying? The receiver for the Baltimore Ravens.
Ravens, Torrey, you know what I'm saying?
His brother.
Yes.
And what did he do? He had a great game. And there have been many, many stories of guys losing a loved one that have played the very next day or within that week and have, like I said, shown greatness. So I'm just saying this, believe me when I tell you, Adrian Peterson will be a whole different beast than what he's already showed us. And, man, he's going to really take that team on his back. And now that Matt Castle is starting, that gives Minnesota a passing opportunity, so, you know, a passing threat, so to speak, because he's just not any type of quarterback. He can go in there and actually deliver the ball to the receivers and move the ball. So I'm saying this, Adrian Peterson will be a different beast when you see him on the field Sunday and therefore to the rest of the season. What's your thoughts on
him? I'm very disappointed, you know, because as a mother or as a parent, period, who you're dating, you didn't know the history of your other, you know, person you're dealing with, and you leave him alone with your child. That's why I said that she should be charged with something. But getting back to, you know, all day, yes, it's going to be an emotional roller coaster, but he runs the football. He's not a quarterback. He's not a receiver. Yes, he will get his yards, but victories, I don't know if it'll save the season. Hopefully, it'll be a story and a, you know, that it can tell, and the angel in the wings of his son can help propel that team to maybe doing something, but just not against the Packers. No offense.
So disrespectful.
So, you know, I hope they, you know, that it propels, and like the running back, you know, Gilhert said, that they're like a family, they're like brothers, and they're just going to bond. And Adrian Peterson, quote-unquote, said that he needed to play to, you know, relieve some stress. So it's going to be tough going against Carolina. They have a stout defense, a little need of work on offense, but it should be a good game in Minnesota Sunday, you know. Switching gears, though. Matt Schaub. You got
people, man,
in Houston, Texas, pulling up in your driveway, hollering at you.
Hey, man, that's how we do it in Texas, man. You got to get it right. Tony Romo next. You throw another pick or two, the other 2 minutes, we're going to be showing up at your house, Tony Romo. But it's a sad situation, El Boogie. And, you know, for us, you know, if any one of us would have made it to the league, El Boogie, you know, we'd always been at your house, or you would have been at mine, you know what I'm saying? And it ain't going down like that. So, I mean, yeah, these guys are really stepping over bounds, actually, you know, not going up to his house and you know, waiting till he pull up in his car and Q&A-ing him, you know, trying to, you know, hey, man, what's happening? You know what I mean? Taking pictures of him and shit, got him on camera in front of his own crib, you know what I'm saying? But, see, for us, we wouldn't have that problem. You know what I mean? Because family going to be at the house. Homies going to be at the house. And then, you know, everybody going to be packing. So it wouldn't be going down like that if you know, if one of us was a quarterback, it would be stuck in this situation. So, you know, it is what it is. I'm just sad that Matt Schaub has experienced this. And Eli Manning, if you don't get your act together, them New Yorkers might be showing up at your door, too. You sour. But yeah, team 0-6. Come on, Eli. Get it together. But, yeah, El Boogie, would that have been a problem with you, man, if you would have been Matt Schaub? Would these boys would have been stepping on your line like that?
Like the quote from the movie Paid in Full, Cam'ron said, "What's the use of you having soldiers if you ain't going to use them?" My family, my goons are living with me. That's why guys have an entourage, and they have a payroll. They do it in the hip-hop world. Now, all of a sudden, Houston wants to hire security for Matt Schaub. Well, just hire security for everybody, down to the 53rd man. But see, they know they can get that off with Matt Schaub, because if it was us, we'd be carrying a pistol, too, shooting at them, shooting their car up. Hey, you better get off my property. It wouldn't be going down like that. And getting to Eli Manning, 0-6, losing on the road to the Bears, 27-21, driving down the field, threw another picky poo, and I posed the question of the night to the world and the asylum. This is what's going around. I'm going to really ask you, is Eli Manning a Hall of Famer in your book? He's played over 10 years. Ro, I know he's in your conference. You've seen him a lot. 2 Super Bowl rings, 2-0. Is Eli Manning a Hall of Famer in your book?
Man, they done sugarcoated this dude for his whole NFL career, El Boogie. And you know, just like I know, that this guy is, no, he is not a Hall of Famer, L Boogie. The reason why he has two Super Bowl rings, and I'm not taking anything away from this guy, but the only reason he has two Super Bowl rings is because of the defense that the New York Giants presented when they had an opportunity to win, you know, the Super Bowl. Yes, they beat up on the New England Patriots twice for those Super Bowl rings, and the first one was actually bubblegum. He got lucky. And if you go all the way back to when he was drafted 10 years ago, it's all this hoopla. Eli can't go to San Diego because, no, he can't do it. He got to be in there. He can't be in the same conference with his brother. He has to go over to the other side. And all this. Now, let me tell you this. If Eli Manning would have been a San Diego Charger, we would not be talking about Eli Manning in the Hall of Fame at all, because he would be over. He would be on the shoot, man. They'd be trying to trade this guy. He done already led the league twice in interceptions in a season, L Boogie. In a season, L Boogie. Honestly, he got two Super Bowl rings. I give him that. Like I said, I praise the defense that the New York Giants had when they were on their roll. You know what I'm saying? Defense wins championships. That's what I was told, L Boogie. But Eli, he going to lead the league again in interceptions. And I don't think them boys going to win a game for a minute, because it's just hard. It's just hard over there in New Jersey right now. But it is what it is. I like them being on the low side because I'm a Cowboy fan, damn it. So, Eli, keep throwing pitchy-poos. I just hope you don't get a victory against the Cowboys this season when you're throwing them. You know what I'm saying? But is he a Hall of Famer? No, not in my eyes. He got two Super Bowl rings, and yes, his last name is Manning, but Eli, young brother Manning, you got just as many interceptions as your big brother got touchdowns. You need to switch it up. Man, this boy on pace to throw 35 interceptions this season, L, but 35 interceptions? It's only been one dude to throw 35 interceptions in a season. That was Vinny Testaverde with the Cleveland Browns back in the day. Damn it. Straight. What's your thought? Is
it
Hall of Fame, L Boogie?
Hell no. There's no way he's Hall of Fame. The reason why he's had these runs those 2 years is because of the defensive line with Hall of Famers or future Hall of Famers. And he had a running game. One of his running backs has left, Bradshaw. Then you have his other running back now, Wills, he fumbles and he got hurt. So without play action and none of this and that, and when you have guys keying on guys, now they know who you are, Victor Cruz. It looks like you're cruising out there. Because you got the money. I'm not so with Eli Manning, but because he a Manny, he's going to get in, and he's 2-0, bro. Sorry. Eli Manning will be having a face in the HOF, Hall of Fame. And we got the Tiger Diss song coming up on the commercial. When we come back, we're going to talk about the NFL pick'em, and we're going to talk to the people in the asylum. Oh, man, they rallying their cage. For T-Row, 2L's the G, I'm your host, L Boogie, Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. The streets is talking. Sports talk show. Don't want the problem resolved. Heard it was you, I'm like, no, not my dog. Went to school together, took the bus and all. Back of flashing cars, trying to be a boss. Trying to fit in with the hustlers. They told us run along, trying to learn to shoot dice. Got my bike stolen, dog. Used to want a gang bang, ride deep in cars till I seen a nigga wrong hat. Now his head off. Picked up a notepad, thought you gon' do the same. Wrote down the shit I saw, now I don't look at shit the same. Now how am I to blame for you choosing the life you made? Nigga, you a man too.
Why you mad at me? Same gravity holds you down, that's embarrassing. Your comments was hilarious, not even congratulations. Told niggas we're related, even when I made it. Had nothing but good things to say about you, even though you still hate it. I know you think cause it's fame, I'm probably jaded. Ain't get a chance to see your daughter, tell her happy belated. For me, I don't care if that car leaks, you win it, you own it. And that's all me, being smart don't mean cheap. You could take a life, sitting in that driver's seat. Take your shades off, I'm like,
remember I ain't trying to diss you. I just wanna know the issue.
If you know what you say, then say who you are. We ain't gotta take it this far. So go and make a diss song. This is not a diss song. They just wanna diss song. Tell them play this song.
I ain't trying to diss you. I just wanna know the issue.
Listen to this song. Looking at my story breaking down, my glory judging my highlights. Winning shots like Ori, always trying to take from me. Criticize, hate on me, wanna call me fake, cause you really can't relate to me. Your remarks blatantly out of character. You sociopath, couldn't make a dollar in America. On your keyboard, cause I blow up like a keloid. Me, boy, why you niggas gotta be a killjoy? I gave you niggas something to ride to. Yeah, you niggas something to get fly to. Yeah, you niggas something to die to. Niggas want that fast life, barely in a drive-thru. I advise you, do what your life allow you to. You a fan, nigga, it's cool, I was once too. All that feedback, really don't need that. You like it, buy it, you don't top it. Continue to be great with my eyes lit. Ignorance is bliss, so I can't blame your ignorance. It's irrelevant, I'm relevant. I'm a big event, so go ahead and vent. I'm a big event, so go ahead and vent.
I ain't trying to diss you. I just wanna know the issue.
If you know what you say, then say who you are. We ain't gotta take it this far. So go and make a diss song. This is not a diss song. They just wanna diss song. Tell them play this song.
I ain't trying to diss you. I just wanna know the issue.
Listen to this song.
It's Friday night, and you know later on in the show we got Freestyle Friday. Once again, we want to give a shout out, man, to AP, man, Adrian Peterson. Our prayers and love goes out to you, man, to the family, you know, from the streets talking family to you. And if you didn't know, before we went to commercial break, we just had breaking news. Adrian Peterson's 2-year-old son was assaulted and unresponsive 2 days ago and pronounced dead today. Our prayers go out to him. Eli Manning, question of the night. He leads the league right now in NFL. Picky Pools, is he Hall of Famer? And before we get to the asylum, we got to have our week six pick'ems. So, and you know, we see you, D-Man. We see you, Skeeter Mo, baby. Man, shout out, man. We know we're going to get you in the asylum, no doubt. And we're going to talk some NCAA football. But, Ro, your intriguing game this week six, and your conference, the NFC East, the NFC East, the Giants.
Hey, man, you better watch your mouth, man.
What is it out of it?
Man, watch your mouth, man.
Very intriguing conference right there. But, you know, any team from that conference gets hot in the playoffs. Near the end, they might make noise. That's the crazy thing about the East. Watch to the end of the season. It's going to be very crucial.
Yes,
but right
indeed,
now, they're 0-6. And you're looking good, 2-3. You're still winning the conference.
You that right, that right. But yeah, man, so, you know, for this weekend, man, on the NFL side, week six, man, I got a couple of intriguing games. I got three of them, to be honest with you. You know how we do. We pick three. And, you know, of course, all eyes, man, on the state of, you know, man, we got to win, man. We can't have any more debacles. And I'm talking about the Dallas Cowboys versus the Washington Redskins. We have to win that game in Jerry's world. It's just unfortunate. We can't be like the Seattle Seahawks and go undefeated at home. I mean, man, it means a lot protecting your home turf, L Boogie. You know that. You don't have to win all of them on the road. You just got to win a few on the road. But you got to protect your home field. You got to protect Jerry's world. It's only $1.2 billion worth of football field. You know what I mean? So my first intriguing game is to watch the Redskins. I want to see what RG3 is going to do. It always seems that he loves to get up for these type of games in the division. So I believe that RG3 is going to throw for a lot of yards, at least 300, 350, because the good previous quarterbacks before him have done it. Eli, which he is 0-6, Phillip Rivers, and Peyton, they have all thrown for over 400 yards. And, you know, so I think RG3 will have a good day throwing. But I give it to the Cowboys. I want to see my boys, you know, at least even up at 500 and keep the pressure. Keep, you know how we do, man. When we got you pinned down, keep putting pressure on the neck until you stop breathing. So I believe Washington is down there with the Giants. And if we can just keep putting pressure on them, I don't think that they'll prevail. So I got Dallas to win that one. My second intriguing game, we're gonna stay in the NFC, but it goes down in your division. But it's not a division game. But I want to see the Green Bay Packers and the Baltimore Ravens game. I think Baltimore is trying to find their way after having a couple of early losses, and Green Bay is trying to tighten it up to get everything going as well. So that's another intriguing game to me. I know Aaron Rodgers is gonna be ready. I just want to see if the Ravens defense can do what they supposed to do to stop an elite quarterback like Aaron Rodgers. But I have the Green Bay Packers winning that game as well. It's going to be close, you know what I'm saying, because we don't know if we're going to get Flacco or Fluco, like my dude Skip Bayless like to call it, you know what I'm saying. So we'll see about that one. I really like that one. And my third game, you know, Tom Brady hasn't been looking too good after the last week's loss. First game in 52 games that he hasn't thrown a touchdown. So, you know, they're back at home in New England. New Orleans is coming in. Drew Brees, Mr. Sean Payton, you know, it's going to be a throwdown. And I don't think that Tom Brady is going to go another game without throwing a touchdown, at least not this week or this season. He's going to throw the ball. You thought he threw a lot of balls last week. Wait till this week. Boy, he really going to be putting it up, because the other guy on the other side, and Drew Brees, is going to put it up at least 50 times as well. So we'll see what happens there. Those are my three intriguing games. What's on your mind? What are your three intriguing games? I know you got something to say about something.
Yeah, I do, but on that last one, it's very intriguing that you have, I would say, two teams that depends or rely on their two coaches and quarterback where they're connected at the hip. That's what that game is so intriguing. It's going to be a very hard chess match with that. But, you know, my intriguing game, I know Emmanuel has been knocked out, so I'm not going to go Cincinnati at Buffalo, but Pittsburgh playing the Jets. That defense against Geno Smith. Are we going to see how old the Steelers look? And, yes, I'm being very disrespectful. You look old out there. Sorry, Pittsburgh, you look old. No disrespect to you. You got rings, but it looks like you are old. Oh, yeah.
So disrespectful.
I think Ben should have a breakout, you know, game, because Huntley, no, his job is on the line. He's going to be the next one to be whacked if he's not careful. And I know that the defense is going to want to take pride and not want to be beat by a rookie. So I think I'm gonna take Big Ben in that one. My other game that I'm very intrigued about is Arizona going to San Francisco. I want to see Patrick Peterson versus Anquan Boldin, two both physical guys, and I would love to pay to see that. It's going to be very interesting. Can Arizona win a game on the road? Kaepernick, he's coming in with a little bit more confidence. He's won a couple games now. So it's going to be very intriguing. I want to see what they do, you know. And last but not least, I'm also going to say, you know, and I know this is my hometown, but Detroit and Cleveland. Reason why I'm going to say that game, one, is Calvin Johnson going to be healthy enough to play? He didn't play last week. Thank goodness he didn't. I'm so happy he didn't. But I think he might have been saving himself to go to Cleveland. They're going to put him everywhere. They're going to put him – they're going to – listen to this. I hope that the Browns defensive coordinator says, listen, I don't care if he lines up in a slot, in the backfield, on the street, in the parking lot. Joe Hayden, you follow him. Forget all that where he lined up on the left and 22 schedule. He, you know, looks at him. No, uh-uh. Joe, you go with him everywhere he goes. And the key is Reggie Bush. Is the Bush man going to be on the loose? You can't let him on the loose, Cleveland. So we'll see. We'll see if Joe Hayden is worth the money he wants when his contract is coming up. I'm intrigued on if Brandon Wheaton going to just get socked around by Sue because he lost it, $100,000. He's going to be mad. He's going to take it out on Brandon Wheaton. Oh, man. Sorry, Cleveland. Look at their faces. The win streak stopped. Those are my intriguing games for week 6. I got people on the chopping block, though. I got some coaches who need to be watching out for their job. Down in Carolina, Rivera, watch it. Hey, yo, Matt. Instead of getting security guard, you might want to get a for sale sign on your line. Mr. Schaub, you might be whack. If Andrew Luck wins in San Diego, hey, yo, Phillip, you're going to be flowing down the river. You're going to be whack if you ain't careful. That first-year coach, he's on rebuilding stage anyway. You better watch it. You want to get into the asylum or you want to go to NCAA? I see what you want to do. Let's go to the commercial. And after we pay the bills, we're going to go to the asylum. The streets is talking. Mondays and Fridays with my cellmate, Jewel's the TNT Row, Mel Boogie, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a lot of girlfriends. Oh! Let's go, Ro.
I ain't no punk, nigga, this is my machines and for them chips and cheese, see we think.
Give me some values and some Rubica, watch me do it. Get my cancel stick into some vitamin fluid. Show your ID and pass it right back to me, cuz, because see, I'm a minor. These wet daddies got your partner sweating like a drippy ass vagina. Get me up in this bitch at club security, or else me and my guys will come rush these doors, make it so there won't be no more rap shoes. Yeah, that's what I thought. I see wall-to-wall holes, bitches everywhere, all over the place. Niggas tricking off their green marbles just so hoes can sit on their face. Hold it on your chest. Check. Number three. Don't be fucking with me. Number four, no more toe-to-toe. The only way to let these motherfuckers know is to flex. Wet their ass up, leave them bleeding like a Kotex. Boy, we one tight ass click. Niggas in my outfit, don't be rat like rolling over sticks. Spilling beans, tattletelling.
We be beefing, conniving. The way that we surviving. Know this bitch just balling. And tonight she calling. Wanna know if we can go kick it and smoke. Get her keys as hell and maybe hit a hotel. I'm on my cell, thinking, yeah, I'm cool with that. Hit the Kit Kat and get her sprees before I get her for G's. Pippin is the game and I'm loving the flex. Run my fingers up her tennis skirt. You know, to this mob shit. Talk back, fuck that, get your jaw split. Raw spit, that's what you niggas pay me for. 100,000 fucking off down in Vegas, ho. And you know, we the one to get the function bumping. No shit, we the click, bullshit ain't nothing. See you fucking with some fools, niggas with no rules.
The streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. You the in asylum. With L Boogie, T Row, Jewel's the G. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. And you know it's Friday, so at the end of the show, you know we got Freestyle Friday. Before we continue and get in the asylum, man, once again, shout out and prayers to Adrian Peterson. Had a devastating, tragic accident. Son assaulted, murdered, 2 years old. Mad shot, civilians pulling up to his driveway, wanting to know, why are you throwing picky pools for 6 points? Also, question of the night, Eli Manning leads the league in interceptions after week six, and this is not his first year doing this. Has 2 Super Bowl rings. But the question of the night is Eli Manning the Hall of Famer? We weighed in already. And I can't believe it. One no, one yes. Is it just because of the name? Or because he's 2-0? But he's led the league in interceptions twice. Been in the league 10 years. Has not consistently gone to the playoffs or the NFC Championship. And we say that Donovan McNabb is not, and he's 1-5 NFC Championship games consecutively. And he's not a Hall of Famer. Not in my book. So, Ro, we have anybody on the side I want to get up in here before we get to the next couple topics?
Oh, yeah. You know what we got, L Boogie. You know the asylum. Stay hot, man. So let's jump right into it, man, while we can, man, before we get to the bottom side of this hour, you know what I mean? So let's jump right into it, man, and see what our people got to say, man. You know, we're going to jump right into it, man, because it's Friday, man. Yo, 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 Streets is talking. You on the line with L Boogie and your boy T-Ro live. What's your name? Where you calling from, caller?
What's up, fellas? This is D-Mac, baby.
Uh-oh, D-Mac, what's up with a pimp this evening?
I'm chilling, man, sitting up here sipping on some Remy, watching my Cleveland Cavaliers in preseason about to knock these Orlando Magics off, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, no doubt, no doubt. We're checking it out as well. Also watching the St. Louis Cardinals playing the Los Angeles Dodgers. You know, the streets is always talking, big.
You know it, big bro.
Oh, man, let me ask you this, D-Mac. Before we, you know, jump around, you know, we just had some breaking news about Adrian Peterson's son, you know, 2-year-old son. How do you feel about that situation, and how do you think Adrian Peterson is going to perform after that?
Well, first off, you know, my prayers go out to his family and everybody, man. And, you know, that's real tragic. You know, a lot of people, man, they dig deep, man. You know, I agree with you guys. He's going to play for his son. The team is going to play for his son. And, you know, they probably going to make some things happen. He's going to be playing with a heavy heart, man, a real heavy heart Sunday. And I hope he do play. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know if he came out and said he's going to play, but, I mean, I hope he do. You know what I'm saying? I hope he do. I'm sure his son will want him to play. I kind of didn't agree with you, though, big bruh, far as the mom put a lot of blame on her because in life and in relationships and stuff, now you don't know, you know, what this person that you met or that you fell in love with is really about. You know, everybody got skeletons in their closet and stuff, and, you know, she probably didn't know, you know what I'm saying? And, you know,
right.
I couldn't, you know, you can't put blame on her, man. A lot of things happen. People don't know what's in other people's minds or, you know, what they going through. It was a sick act, what he did. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, if he don't kill himself like Castro did, he going to pay for it in the joint. And on top of that, you know, he got to face that big man upstairs, you know. So, you know, that's how I feel about that.
What do you think about Matt Schaub and his situation with people pulling up in his driveway? What, you know, do you, that's why I said that about the entourage and people, you know, wondering why you have, you know, entourages and things like that. You know, look what happened to Sean Taylor with him being attacked and, you know, murdered, you know, in his home.
I mean, you know, of course, the white people don't believe in entourages, you know what I'm saying? And the black people that do have entourages, it go bad for them. I mean, Mike Vick, entourage, should have took the rap and sucked it up for a year or two, had, you know, a lot of money on their commissary, eating good and stuff, but, you know, they didn't do that, you know what I'm saying? But fans are crazy out here, man. You know what I'm saying? And the fans need to leave it on the field. You know what I'm saying? Because you threaten that dude's family and coming to his house, come on, man. You better be lucky he's white. I hate to say it. You go to one of these brothers' house, entourage or not,
right, man,
you might be coming up 6 feet deep. You know what I'm saying? Fans need to leave everything at the game. And in the dog pound or wherever it's at, you know what I'm saying? Leave it there, man. When you go home to your family, you go back to work, you leave it there. You know what I'm saying? No need to bring that stuff to nobody's house. So if the NFL want to step in or Houston police or whatever, that's what they do. You know what I'm saying? And who knows? He might have woke up and went to the gun shop and got him a gun to protect his family. But the fans need to fall back and, you know, be fans.
Yeah, and you know what, D-Mac, just to chime in on that, you know, you know, I ain't going to say that some of these white boys don't have an entourage because my thing is if you were so upset as a fan, you know Matt Schaub ain't got that by his house or those people hanging out of his house, but I bet you J.J. Watt got them boys, and I bet you Brian Cushing got them boys hanging out of their house. I bet you won't walk up to one of their house. And them white boys go, what? You know, they ride them big trucks. Yeah, they ready. So, you know, it's like what L Boogie said. They knew where they were going. They picked the softest one in the bunch. They were like, yeah, we're going to go to his house. Because we can't go to any one of these other 21 guys. Because they can't go to any offensive lineman. You know what the offensive lineman going to do. The offensive lineman going to take about four of them on. Yeah, by themselves. So, you know, yeah, they knew where they were going. They knew who they were picking on as a fan, you know, the fans. And it just ended up being that, yeah, it shouldn't have never got that far.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, it shouldn't have.
Question of the night. Eli Manning, do you think that he's a Hall of Fame quarterback?
Man, you got to respect the fact, L Boogie, he has two Super Bowl rings against the New England Patriots, Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. I never said he should go to the Hall of Fame. I said that this guy beat two people, T, and he has two Super Bowl rings. Now, he still have at least 8 more years, 7 more years, maybe longer, to play in the game. So as of right now, today, no, Eli does not deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. But we don't know what they're going to do. The Giants, I'm sure they're going to revamp after this year, go get a running back, go try to get some linebackers and stuff. But as of right now, no. But at the end of the day, guys, remember, he does have two rings. He beat a stallion of a team, regardless of the defense, regardless of the catches or whatever the incident is, or Wes Welker not making the catch, they still won. So he still got some time to improve himself. But as of right now, no, he does not deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. But at the end of the day, he did things that his big brother and a lot of other people couldn't have done.
I agree with you on that, but it's because of the defenses. Defenses win championships.
The defense ain't had nothing to do when he threw that ball and that tight end caught it on his helmet. That ain't had nothing to do with the defense.
He put him in position. The defense put him in position. It could have been blowouts. What you do is, yes, you manage the game, but like I said, in order for you to be a championship team in this game of football, now that it's a passing league, they got to make a play one time or another, and he made a play. He made a couple plays.
And who made a couple of plays? Eli made a couple of plays. Man, y'all can't take them Super Bowl rings on him. You can't.
I'm not taking him away from him, but he also has some guys on that defensive line.
Okay, they did their part. That's why they didn't get blew out because of the defense. But the offense came on the field, and they did what they had to do, and they won.
He still got some more years,
you know, to step up and make a name for himself.
To get in the record books.
Huh?
I said to get in the record books.
Hey, he got two rings. If we talking about him, is Big Ben a Hall of Famer? Is he a Hall of Famer? Yes.
Yes.
He a Hall of Famer why? Because of the defense?
No, because of Ben Roethlisberger. Without him, they would be nothing.
Whatever. Can I tell y'all what the three games going to be this week that y'all need to chime in to?
Yes.
Hey, watch out. I'm telling you, Oakland and Kansas City, that's going to be a good game. That's going to be a good game. They always play each other tough. And watch them Saints, Drew Brees and Brady, they're going to air it out.
T-Row said that.
They're going to air it out. It's going to be who threw the most touchdowns that game. And I'm back on the bandwagon, baby. Watch out for them Brownies, boy. I'm repping. I'm back
there
on it,
you,
man.
Just like
I'm
a big
on it. I'm back on the bandwagon, L Boogie T. That's my team. I'm from the land. And watch what happens. I hope Megatron plays. We gonna knock Bush out the game. We gonna do them like we did in preseason, but worse. Stu ain't gonna do nothing against Thomas. Thomas an 8-time Pro Bowler. He's gonna dog him.
Hey, Brandon,
so
we about to go down.
And I'm out, y'all. I love y'all. Go Browns.
Brandon.
Go Cavs.
There you have it, D-Mac. We appreciate you. We love you, man.
I love you. I love you.
No doubt. What the deal, Steph, the producer? What the deal? I see you. OG, what the deal? I see you. We in the clouds. He said that Oakland's going to go into Arrowhead and beat Kansas City. I say good game, but I don't say win for Oakland. And I have a couple people who I know who are fans and they're listening. Got an Oakland Raider fans and I tell them all the time, I'm not hating. It's just the Raiders. When we come back, we're going to talk some Major League Baseball and some NCAA and get right back in the asylum. We got to pay the bills. We in the studio. I see you, sis. What the deal? Man, we sponsored by the streets. Mondays and Fridays. 347-855-8896. Tell a friend to tell a friend. To tell a lot of girlfriends. Oh, let's do it, baby. To get a chance to live at a fish. Don't speak. I should know your name. These visions are complex. Get a chance to resurrect them because I got a line strip on my brain. Hey, well, oh well. See the rhythm shows you. Standing on the corner, so much in Arizona, thinking about someone you never really knew. Say, hey, why wait? Been floating home since seven. I might just kiss the sky. Feeling like I'm in heaven. I say, hey, why wait? Been floating home since seven. And I might just kiss the sky. Cause feeling like I'm in heaven. Hey, why wait? Been floating home since seven.
Justice for a poet, beauty disguised in these useless roses. Lately, it's been kind of hard to focus, but what made us almost broke us? It's crazy how these things turn out. When you're burning up bridges, you burn out. Wish I knew then what I learned now. Somebody get the word out. I'm free as all these birds out. I see the things they blur out. Well, I hear the things they swear out. My two birds need a birdhouse. Some, trying to get, need to get my. This is God and the devil. This is good and this is evil. This is Jay-Z meets the Beatles. Kanye meets the Eagles. They tell me that ain't regal. They tell me that ain't illegal. Everything I do is for my people. Work so hard to try to be equal. Now work hard to be greater. I'll take any and I'll take it. Y'all can't mess with my flavor. So do me a favor, turn the vapors and give me the moment to savor.
Why wait?
To the clouds. We looking down at you. I got my cellmates in the asylum, Joel the G, and always on my right hand side, T-Row. Man, the asylum is hot so far. T-Nick, what the deal? I see you, baby. I know you official. Let's talk about the Major League Baseball playoffs. They prevailed. The Dodgers, St. Louis, as usual. I thought Pete could do it, but you were right, T-Row. St. Louis, the veterans came through. They were on the ropes early here in the first game, but the professional hitter, Carlos Beltran, as we speak, tied it up.
Yeah, you know, it's just that, it's that tradition, man, that St. Louis holds. They like the Yankees. When they get there, it's something about the atmosphere. You know what I mean? It's like the Lakers. It's like the Celtics. When they get there, something about the atmosphere. And they know it's just something about the city. It's just something about the organization where they know that this is what we're going to do. We're going to win it. You know what I'm saying? And St. Louis has that good, rich tradition from the early, you know, 1900s. You know what I mean? And it ain't nothing changed, man. And history has shown us time and time again that, you know, you're never going to beat the tradition, man. It's just going to happen. And St. Louis has done it time and time again. And now here they are again, repping it hard. But I think they got their hands full against the Dodgers in this one, L Boogie, because I think the Dodgers are a good enough road team to handle business now that it moves up to a 7-game series instead of a 1-and-out or 5, or, you know. So I think with the 7-game series, I think the Dodgers have what it takes to actually, you know, get over the hump and make it to the World Series. They've done a lot of good things this year, especially with that pitching staff, man, and the bats are coming alive, and they still hot over there with Magic Johnson's team. So we'll see what happens. I got the Dodgers in this one, even though, you know, I just got done talking about the tradition. But somehow, some way, I think the Dodgers can pull it out. You got the Dodgers in this one, or you going with St. Louis and them Cards?
I got to go with Carlos Beltran, the traditional hitter. They've been there before. They get down to the last strike, the last out. And I know we have a lot of Dodger fans, you know, that are really in the asylum or going to try to get at me. But, hey, I'm sorry. Greinke and Kershaw can't do it by themselves. I got St. Louis. I got Nelly and the boys. Sorry. And what about Detroit? Did you see Mickey, man? Mickey, can't you? With a pull groin. Went yard yesterday. To take it away. So Detroit can go back to the ALCS to play against the Red Sox. Before I give my opinion, Ro, who you got? And look, and let's give a big up to Justin Verlander. He's a stud. He needs to step up, though, because we've seen this movie before. Those guys do well, but they got to win the World Series. It's World Series or bust with Detroit for me.
Yeah, for me too. And I don't think this is actually going to be the year that they actually get it done, so it's going to be a disappointment because, you know, you really need Miguel Cabrera healthy, dog. We saw what he did with a pull groin and helped his team in that series against Oakland, but the odds were against Oakland A's anyway. Now you're stepping up against the best team in the AL in the Boston Red Sox, and you have to go play game one there. You don't have just the Verlander starting. You got, I don't know if Scherzer's going to start game one, but we'll see. You know what I mean? So I'm giving it to the Boston Red Sox, man, hands down. Them boys have been playing great ball all season long. Big Poppy got them boys on point, and I just see Boston prevailing. That's what I'm going to say. So I got Boston and the Dodgers in the World Series, man, and I can't really pick that one. I got time to pick that one. So, you know, but, yeah, I'm giving it to Boston, man, hands down. Detroit, I just don't, you know, we saw what happens against them with good pitching. And believe me, Boston got some good pitchers over there. And then with Miguel not being too healthy, yeah, it's not going to be pretty. So, yeah, I'm giving it to Boston, man, hands down. Who you got?
Man, it's time for the Prince to step up. I'm going with Detroit. All this money, they're high payroll team too. Tori, you over there smoking cigars, talking about how you love these guys. It's time for you to step up. Like New Jack City with Ice-T. He told Pookie, you old Pook. Fielder, it's time for you to step up. They're not going to pitch around you now if Miguel can't go. So they're going to pitch to you, and you have to step up. Let's get to the asylum. Who you got coming in, Ro? Oh, what the deal, baby? I see you,
man.
First of the chef.
What's up, baby?
Man, enjoying this Friday. Shout out to you, man. We appreciate you as always calling in.
Salute,
man. What do you think about what you think about this Adrian Peterson situation, man, with his son?
Man, that situation real aggressive, man. You know, it's sad. It's sad at the same time, though. But one thing about it is, like, all we can do is pray for him because, you know, it's an innocent child that was lost. But, man, he going to come out and he going to destroy something. He going to destroy something. He going to be more ambitious than ever. He going to dedicate every game to his son. He already a prodigy. You know? And, like, the dude... well, allegedly, who was supposed to commit a crime against his son, like, he already had priors.
Right. Major priors at that. Got dismissed, but, yeah.
Man, like, it's against women and children, so, like, man, you know, as us being men and, you know, the females of the world, the women, the mothers and the fathers, we got to start picking wisely who we have around our children because we never know who that person really is to hit the fan. So
right.
we just gotta keep him in our prayers, man. Pray for the best, man. You know?
Yeah, that was a sad situation to hear about this week, you know, even though it went down on Wednesday. I think they tried to do the best that they could to keep everything under wraps and because the police were trying not to release the names of the 2-year-old, you know what I mean? But it got out. You know how this media thing can take over nowadays. And, you know, it just came down that it was Adrian Peterson's son. And, you know, it's a sad situation. And, you know, let's just get off of that, man. Let's move topics on to Matt Schaub. You know, we got fans walking up to his crib in his front yard.
Shit.
Quick Q&A in him. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Controversy, what's up with that, man? What's your thoughts on that, man?
I'm going to tell y'all this, man. One thing about this Controversy right here, I don't lie. I don't make illusions. I speak what it is. I inform the streets that them boys in Houston told me, listen, man, we got snitches everywhere. I just don't sit up here and call a file. They said if Matt Schaub didn't do his job, they was coming to see him. They had duct tape, ropes, revolvers.
You said it last week it was gonna happen.
Man, what they plan? Man, you see they did a David Carr. They ran that man out of town. He was coming over
to Man. Streets, cause he ain't nowhere near that side of town no more, man.
He don't even, hey listen, David Carr don't even come close to Houston.
Nowhere near it, no more. I tell you that. And then, hey,
he lucky Pimp C ain't alive. He'll dry down for Port Arthur, man, and chastise him, man.
You know what I'm saying? Hey,
man,
what's up with your boy Eli Manning? Mr. Controversy, Eli Manning is the hottest topic, man. His team dropped to 0-6 after losing on the road to the Bears. Hey, man. Is the question of the night for you, Mr. Controversy. L presented this. Is Eli Manning a Hall of Famer?
Absolutely.
What?
Absolutely.
Come on, man. What you got in your cup? Go on and send it my way. Okay, explain it to me, Mr. Controversy, because I don't believe, I can't believe it. Now, make me a believer.
Man, what do pressure make? Pressure make diamonds, man. That man have showed up when the time. Listen, I guarantee. Listen, man, this is a known fact. He didn't overexceed everything that Tony Romo ever did. Crunch time, put that boy in that man's hands. You know?
No.
Yes, absolutely.
The guy has led the league in interception 2 seasons out of 10. and working on his third. Tony Romo never led the league in interception.
Now, getting to that point, same thing with Brett Favre. He had to play a whole bunch of years to get numbers to make him go to the you know, Hall of Fame or whatnot. But my thing with Eli Manning is that you've led some, you know, fourth quarter comebacks. Yeah, that's understandable. But right now, you look great or you look a mess. No consistency. So I don't know if that makes you Hall of Fame.
You know, I gotta say this then. You know, it's a lot of quarterbacks that didn't have a lot of consistent years. Like, it took a little time. They took time of which their numbers didn't show up, or it wasn't as productive as, you know, us spectators or us fantasy leaders or the ones that choose may think how a Hall of Famer look. But you can't deny two rings. You can't deny being on the ass end of losing. And listen, man, there's nobody in the NFL right now that be in a losing situation than to have back there to Eli Manning. Because through all them years of which they made the playoff 8-8 or barely make it 7-8, like, he has shown up, man. I take Eli Manning right now to be in an 0-6 situation. Flat out.
As usual, what are your three controversial picks of the NFL this week?
Man, hey, listen, you know I'm all about controversy, right? Man, so I'm going to go straight off in this. You ready for this? My three controversy picks, man, is the New York Jets against the Pittsburgh Steelers. I got the Jets winning that. San Antonio Holmes going to come out and show out. I got the Jets winning that. That's my first pick. My second pick is this, man. I want to see what Tony Romo going to do against this Washington Redskins divisional game. I want to see if all that hype last week was just guy on his side putting numbers up, or do he really possess the talent to put these numbers up. And my last pick of this, man, I'm here in the asylum to make you two and everyone in the world believers that, man, you know, Cleveland, we just not hyped up, man. We you know, we here progressing, man. You know, we got rid of T-Rich. We got, no, let me calm down, because we got Wheaton back there. Man, I want to see what's cool. Yeah, I ain't
calm it down. Calm it down.
Man,
yeah.
But I will tell y'all.
Two fines of $100,000 stands. So just get ready. He upset too. Yeah, y'all gonna have to go to Jason Campbell. Y'all didn't want to. Y'all been skipping around him, but y'all playing musical chairs with Jason Campbell. So he next. We'll see him by the second quarter.
I'm telling you this, man. I'm saying it hot off the wire. Right now, if Matt Schwab, if he don't show up this week, just know, man, he would not be alive next Friday.
I told you, instead of getting security guards, he needs to get a for sale sign in his driveway. It's over with.
Ben Roethlisberger, he hot on the wire too, y'all. Let's not forget about that, man.
His coordinator will be whacked before he will. Trust me, Ben Roethlisberger is not that type of quarterback where he gets benched like that. This guy here, he's throwing picky pools for six. The defense can't even hold him to a field goal.
Man.
Give him a chance.
Man, they gonna lynch him this week. They gonna lynch that swap. Man, y'all know, man, as of always, man, love and respect, man. Y'all have a great weekend. It's a good weekend for football. So y'all know what we're going to do? We're going to tell some friends to tell some more friends to tell some girlfriends to tell their girlfriends. Peace, y'all. I'll let y'all Monday, baby.
There you have it. Mr. Controversy, the chef, all from 93rd and Huff the Block. And I can't forget D-Mac off that 116, man, Martin Luther King over there. John Adams graduate. Oh, yeah. I know my city. Man, we about to go to a special guest, as always, from the ATL, from the sports officials. They air on Sundays, 10 a.m. Eastern Time, based down in Atlanta, Georgia, in the host. DOT, nigga, how you doing, man?
Man, just listening and loving the show, man. It's a Friday night. And I say Friday night, man, then 12-pack of Corona and the streets are talking, dog. Don't never say Friday night but that, man. How y'all doing tonight, fellas?
Oh, man, just chilling. Enjoying this evening, man. Just trying to, you know, get a sport, get a world what they want from a street perspective.
Hey, say D-Mac off 116th and, you say MLK?
Martin Luther. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what my grandma used to stay over there, man. Boy, she passed, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, 116 MLK. She was off of Glen Board Drive, right there with Savemore, right there on the corner, man.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, that's what grandma is, man. She was there, man. That's where we grew up at, man. Hey, a lot of good talk tonight, fellas. A lot of good talk tonight, man. Can I touch on Eli a little bit? Y'all talking about Eli? Who said Eli Hall of Fame?
Man, that's the question of the night, man. So that's on the asylum, man. L Boogie said the cell boss was shaking so hard when he came up with the question of the night. He said, you know, we had to see what the callers was going to say. So what do you think? Because I know you keep it official.
Hey, like a referee with a whistle, I'm about to keep it official. Hey, Boogie, I was one of them shaking them bars, dog. Eli ain't no way a Hall of Famer. Kiss my grit, like Floyd used to say. You know what I'm saying? Mel Diamond. Ain't no way, man. Now T-Row, T-Row, you say he's no Hall of Famer. Ain't that right? You said that, right?
I said,
did you say that? Who
no
said that?
Hall of Famer. I said that.
I'm with you, T-Row. He's no Hall of Famer. Now, I remember he did escape the asylum to make that pass against the Patriots. I remember that. He broke out and he made the pass and David Terrell or whoever it was, stuck it to his helmet, you know what I'm saying, over Rodney. And I got it.
But what about the Mario Manningham play as well?
Yeah, I can't say this, though, Boogie. He got two rings, man. You can't take that from him, man. And he got one more than Big Brother.
That's what I said he was, right.
Big Brother is, you know, I'm going to tell you, man, Nigel Barbershop, man, you know, our barber, man, official barber, you know what I'm saying, for the sports officials, man, he said it long time ago, you know what I'm saying, like Bernie Mac used to say. He said that Peyton Manning was the greatest, one of the greatest of all time. You know, this is when I didn't believe him, you know what I'm saying. But, you know, you see Peyton right now, he'll walk up to the line of scrimmage and say something, look at the defense, back up, say something, and then throw a touchdown pass. You know what I'm saying? But he only got one ring. He only got one, and Eli got two. You know what I'm saying? I mean, so I know you say defense win championships, and I agree with you, T-Ro. Defense win the championships, but the offense put up the points. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of hard, man. All I can say with Eli is you can't put him in the Hall of Fame right now, but if you make a picture of him, his caption will be, respect my gangster. That's what Eli is right now. You know what I'm saying? It's just respect my gangster. That's all you can say with him right now. Because, you know, he came out with Big Ben, he came out with Phillip Rivers, you know, and I heard somebody say Big Ben to the Hall of Fame. Big Ben walked in with the super-duper Steeler defense. He walked in with the bus. I mean, the bus was still playing when Big Ben was in there. I mean, so he was playing with Hines Ward and everybody else, so he was really spoon-fed a Super Bowl titles or two. You know, so...
Right.
I mean, hey, man, Eli, not right now, but put the picture up there and just say, you know, he can't be in the Hall of Fame, but when you walk up to the door and there's a plaque in front of the door, it's a picture of him that say, respect my gangster. That's all pretty much I can say right now. That's just right now. That's just right now, man. What else we got going on tonight in the asylum?
We talked about the Pick'em games and also, you know, the situation with Adrian Peterson and his 2-year-old son being assaulted and didn't make it. And how would he respond from that situation?
I got to go with Peterson first. You know, with Peterson, man, all I can say is, man, I got 2 boys myself, dog. And, you know, 9, 11 years old. And I feel bad for them dudes on Sunday. You know, Carolina's going to play Minnesota. I feel bad for them dudes. Because all he going to see is whoever that dude was that took, you know, Junior's life. And whoever trying to tackle him, they're going to catch it. We may see a record. You know what I'm saying? We may see 300 yards or something and 3 touchdowns on Sunday, man, because it's just going to be one of them. And he said he playing too. So, you know, that's, you know, as dads, man, you know, come on, dog. That's coming from the loins. You know what I'm saying? So he can't really put his hands on the old boy, but whoever trying to tackle him, God bless you. That's all I can tell you. God bless you, man. Intriguing games in the NFL, that's one of them. Carolina at Minnesota. You know, I was going to take Cam going into Minnesota. But, man, the circumstances going on right now, man, AP going to carry them boys. He's going to put them on the shoulder. You know, it's a done deal. I take San Diego over Indianapolis on Monday night, too. In San Diego. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. I'm going to tell you that right there. And everybody want to see Pittsburgh? Nah, take them Jets over Pittsburgh. No problem. Easy. Jets over Pittsburgh, player. Hey, can I get
you
off
just said that
because
you're from Cleveland.
You can say that. You can say that, man. But, man, Pittsburgh is doo-doo. You know when they picked
Mike
Adams.
MBG.
Yeah, dog, when they picked Mike Adams from Old State, you know, they were going to show up the offensive line and the Castro, the guard, you know, and that was supposed to be the can't miss. And, man, them dudes can't block nothing, man. Hey, look, they is about as worse as the Dirty Birds down here in the A. They can't protect their passer and they can't rush the passer. It's the same thing. That's exactly what they are. They're the same thing with the Birds down here, man. And these dudes down here, I'm going to tell y'all, you know, I know when we traded Trent Richardson, you know, everybody was talking about how we tanking the season. Man, these Dirty Bird fans down here, man, they counting their losses. They want 3 wins. They trying to tank the season with Clowney. That's what they want down here. They want Jadeveon and Clowney, and that's a whole other story right there because he'll quit on them too. That's all I can tell you.
Now after 5 years, you want to try to get somebody on defense.
Right. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Now they want to get somebody on defense. You know, they didn't trade the whole situation for the offensive side of the ball, you know, when they go in free agency, they want Steven Jackson and everybody else. They don't want nothing on the defensive side of the ball. They don't want to rush the passer. They want to get Osa Umiara, you know, who's super duper old. You know, they want to go get him. You know, they let all their corners go and everything. But, you know, now all of a sudden. But I'm going to tell you, though, Algie Crumpler is on the morning talk show down here, and he asked the Mintroff. He asked him about, you know, the line. How come they didn't go get Eugene Monroe from Jacksonville to protect the line? How come they didn't go get other line who just got traded? Yeah. How come they didn't go get him? You know, the mentor told him, no, we good. You know, we good. We don't go for the flavor of the month. You know, we okay. Seriously? Y'all okay? Man, y'all are St. Louis Rams interception from being 0-5 right now. Seriously. You know what I'm saying? Seriously. You know, and, hey, can I drop a jewel on y'all right quick, man? Hey, side note right quick. I got the Dodgers beating Boston in the World Series. That's just a side note. You know, but I want to tell the folks from C-Town, you know, my fellow hosts on Sports Officials, everybody that call in, everybody wants Johnny Money. They want Johnny Manziel. I'm about to give y'all a sleeper, though. Sleeper pick. If you don't think for 2 seconds that Matt Schaub don't stick up this year for the Houston Texans, Johnny Money, who turned 21 in December, born in Tyler, Texas, attended Tybee High School in Kerrville, Texas. Hey, I do my homework, T-Ro. That's just north of San Antonio. Tybee High, the fighting antlers, you tell me, if your name is T-Ro Texas, if your name is J Boogie Tex, Big J Boogie Tex, L Boogie Tex, and you own Houston, Texas, you don't mean to tell me that you won't jump up in the draft and go get Johnny Martin to fill out them stands to play quarterback?
I'm doing whatever I can. I mean, he's going to be a hot commodity, man.
You see what I'm saying? Cleveland, strike three, baby, you out. You're going to miss out again. That's all I can tell you. That's all I can tell you, man. Hey, we've seen it before, El Boogie. We've seen it. We watched it. We rewinded it on the VHS.
We lived
it. We've seen it on the beta. We've seen it on the DVD. We played it on the audio books while we was driving out of town. We've seen this movie and heard it before. You're going to end up with Aaron Murray from Georgia, Cleveland. You better listen to your boy while I'm telling you. Listen to me. D-Mac, I love you, dog. Mr. Controversy, I love you, dog, man. Call in on Sunday, man. Let me holler at y'all. And I tell y'all how we ain't going to get Johnny Money, man. Johnny Money, we going to miss Johnny Money. He going to them Houston, Texas, man, if you don't watch out. Holler at your boy.
Thank you, T-Nick. But I have to tell you, there's still teams out there that haven't won a game. You might be going to Jacksonville. Sorry. As usual, man, we love T-D. I know he's going crazy, man. We got to get the OG, Nilly Neal, Mitch. Man, when y'all going to call this show, man? I'm calling you out, man, in the streets. I'm throwing the kite to the sports official, man. OG, take points away from Nilly Neal and Mitch, man. They ain't threw a kite down yet, man, in a while. When we come back, we're going to talk NCAA upset specials. It's going down tomorrow. It's October. Things are getting important. The BCS will be coming out shortly. But we got to pay some bills. Man, we love you tuning in every Mondays and Fridays. And as usual, at the end of the show, we got Freestyle Friday. And we still celebrating T-Mo's birthday, baby. The Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip hop. 347-855-8896. BlogTalkRadio.com. Sports category. The Streets is Talking. We live.
I see you, mama. What's up with you, baby girl? Appreciate the birthday, Jeff.
You kids get to bed, I get the storybook. Y'all tucked in? Here we go. Once upon a time, not long ago, when people wore pajamas and lived life slow, where laws were stern and justice stood, and people were behaving like they ought to good, there lived a little boy who was misled by another little boy, and this is what he said. Me and you tonight, we're gonna make some cash, robbing old folks and making the dash. They did the job, money came with ease, but one couldn't stop, it's like he had a disease. He robbed another and another, and a sister and a brother. Tried to rob a man who was a DC undercover. The cop grabbed his arm, he started acting erratic. He said,
keep still, boy, no need for static.
Punched him in his belly and he gave him a slap. But little did he know, the little boy was strapped. The kid pulled out a gun, he said,
why'd you hit me?
The barrel set straight for the cop's kidney. The cop got scared, the kid he thought to figure,
I'll do years if I pull this trigger.
So he cold dashed and ran around a block. Cop radios into another lady cop. He ran by a tree, there he saw the sister. Shot for the head, he shot back, but he missed her. Looked around.
I'm good and from expectations. He decided he'd hit for the subway stations, but she was coming and he made a left. He was running top speed till he was out of breath. Knocked an old man down and swore he killed him. Then he made his move to an abandoned building. Ran up the stairs up to the top floor. Opened up a door there. Guess who he saw?
Who?
Dave the dope fiend shooting dope. Who don't know the meaning of water nor soap? He said,
I need bullets. Hurry up, run.
The dope fiend brought back a spanking shotgun. He went outside, but there was cops all over. Then he dipped into a car, a stolen Nova. Raced up the block doing 83. Crashed into a tree near university. Escaped alive, though the car was battered. Rat-a-tat-tatted and all the cops scattered. Ran out of bullets and he still had static. Grabbed the pregnant lady and pulled out the automatic. Pointed at her head, he said the gun was full of lead. He told the cops, back off, for honey here's dead. Deep in his heart, he knew he was wrong. So he let the lady go and he starts to run on. Siren sounded, he seemed astounded. And before long, the little boy got surrounded. He dropped his gun, so went to glory. And this is the way I have to end this story. He was only
17.
In a madman's dream, the cop shot the kid. I still hear him scream. This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. Just another case about the wrong path. Straight and narrow are your soldiers. Cat. Good night. Knock him out the box, Rick. Knock him out, Rick.
Knock
him out the
box.
What a wing is Friday. You hear it? Slick Rick. Man, special shout out to Geno Smith. He knocking him out the box. I'm not even going front. Big up to Geno. My nephew told me Geno was going to show support. He's been getting better. I'll eat crow for week 6 this week. If he makes Pittsburgh look ill, which I know you hope that he does, because you're a Clevelander, watch the Geno Smith bandwagon just keep piling on. Oh! But before we continue, man, I told you we were going to have to take some, you know, points away. And, you know, we got one of the, you know, hosts on the sports official, and he is official, never artificial. OG Scorekeeper, what's the deal? Special shout out to Heaven O Sports, man. Heaven O you, so
Heaven
sorry.
Heaven O, baby, what's really happening? We not artificial, we official, man. The streets is talking, man. Y'all got sizzling tonight, boy. I'm talking about, man, tow trucks is stopping, pulling over cars, getting towed, everything, man. Y'all catching feeling tonight, man.
Man, appreciate the love, family, you know what I mean? And El Boogie, man, got me on one because I just can't believe that he posed the question of this Eli Manning situation. I cannot believe this. We should be talking about Tony Romo, not Eli Manning. But the question of the night, I want you to ponder on it. I want you to ponder on it. Is Eli Manning a Hall of Famer, a future Hall of Famer? That's the question of the night. But, you know, we got to hear your pick three for the NFL Week 6 3. So let me know what's going down.
Man, I like that. I like that Washington game, that Washington-Philly game. Like that one. Like that one. Just to see, I want to see what the quarterback do. I want to see what Philly do without Mike Vick because I think it's about to be up in the air with Mike Vick.
Actually, Philly plays Tampa Bay, big brother, and the Dallas Cowboys play the Washington Redskins this week.
Yeah, that's the game I was talking about, the Sunday night game. I apologize, you guys. That Sunday night game, that Dallas and Washington game, I apologize. I want to see that game. And I want to see that Philly and Tampa because I want to see what Philly do without Mike Vick, because it just seems like it's up in the air with Mike Vick right now. You know, I want to see that game. And then I want to see that Detroit and Cleveland game, too. I want to see what Cleveland do against your boy, Metro. I want to see what Megatron. I want to see what they do against Megatron. But I want to see what Philly do, though, man, because I think they're trying to kind of squeeze Mike Vick on up out of there right now. You know what I'm saying? I think they're trying to see what the other guy's going to do, because I think they're going to try to, you know, I think it's kind of go up in the air with Mike Vick right now, man. I hope not, but, you know, it just seemed like, you know, he's talking about, like, last week he said, you know, he can come back in, but the only way he'll come back in if it's the starting quarterback get hurt, you know what I'm saying? But if you're the starter and if it's your team, you're going to want to come in regardless. You know what I'm saying? So I just kind of think it's kind of up in the air with Mike Vick right now. But that Cleveland game, that Cleveland-Detroit game, going to be very intriguing also, man, because Cleveland, we want them on the flip side. We kind of want them to tank it. But it's like they ball and they're competitive right now. They in games. They winning games. You know what I'm saying? So, and Detroit, right. They need this game. You know what I'm saying? So, I want to see how that go with them, too. You know, I want to see how Joe Hayden go against, like Boogie said. You know what I'm saying? He need to follow that guy everywhere he go, to the bathroom, you know, to the concession stand, wherever he go. He need to follow that cat everywhere. You know what I'm saying? And then
right, I'm 2 Chainz, the Fez watcher. You need to be like the Fez watcher, baby.
Man, and be fresh just like he's fresh. Fresh with him. You know what I'm saying? For real.
Hey, OG Scorekeeper, check this out, man. Some fans have been, have been seen in the front of Matt Schaub's crib, you know, questioning and answering this guy right in front of his front lawn. Would that would have happened if you would have been the quarterback of the Houston Texans? If a situation would have went down like that, what would have happened in your case?
No, that wouldn't even went down like that because, for one, that pick six in those consecutive games, you know, and then broke a record with that. That's not even part of my character. So that wouldn't even jump off first and foremost. But as far as that other situation is. It's too much love around me, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm too much of a people, family-oriented. You know, we all love each other, so we would all been rallying around each other, so that wouldn't even jumped off. If anything, they would have been rallying at the house, rallying and cooking out and seeing how we can make this thing jump off and get better, you know what I'm saying? with constructive criticism, now we accept that. We accept constructive criticism, but when it get all out of hand, you know what I'm saying, you got to go the other way with that. You know what I'm saying? We from the streets. We from the streets also. We from the streets also, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, we gonna have no business, but you know what it is, L Boogie, T Rowe. The streets is always a part of us, no matter what. You know what I'm saying? That's what able us to have this such keen abilities and this eye that we have now just to be. Taking care of business the way we take care of because of our experiences. That's what shapes your character anyway. So big up to Oop out there cooking, baby. D-Mac, baby, I see you. What's up? Al Almighty. You know what I'm saying? We wear many hats, man. You don't know who we are, man. You don't know who we are, man. You might see us doing roof jobs, man. You know? For real,
that's
man.
Why they scared of us. That's why we in the street. They don't
man.
Know we a million.
Because we're not artificial, we're official.
Exactly.
Hey, OG, L Boogie said you got the parts away from them boys, Neil and Mitch, man. They ain't calling the streets, man. I know they be working hard, man, but they got to take time out to hit the streets, man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, we didn't took points away, man. Come on now. We didn't took points away. Either we got to take points away or they point shaving. One or the other. Either they point shaving. Either they point shaving, man, or we got to take points away, man. One or the other, man. Police is talking, man. It's sports official. You got to call your brother no matter what.
Hey.
You got to keep it official with your brother.
Hey,
what's
T-Nick,
up sometimes?
T-Nick.
Come on, Mitch. Millie Neal.
T-Nick, I got one more question for you before
OG.
We let you off the line.
My bad.
Cause we just got off the phone with T-Nick, but I wanted to ask him this too. But hey, OG.
T-Nick, what's
hey,
up, baby? I heard you, baby.
It's a big fight this weekend between Tim Bradley and Juan Manuel Marquez. Both of those guys were the last two guys to beat Manny Pacquiao. What's your? I don't know if you follow boxing too tough, but tell me what's your thoughts on that and who you got.
Oh, man, I think that's going to be a great fight. I think it's going to go to distance and everything. Marquez, man, you can't take nothing away from him, but I got to go with Bradley, man. How could I not go with Bradley? You know what I'm saying? And that just shows I know a little bit about, you know, not just boxing, but a little bit about the color of my skin also, you know what I'm saying? So I got to go with Bradley. You know what I'm saying? And Marquez, I feel like it's going to go to this. It's going to be a good fight. I think it's going to be a better fight than Floyd's and them fight was and everything. I think people are going to get their money's worth. and everything. And these guys gonna really go at it, you know what I'm saying? And then this is gonna set something up to, you know, because I just want to see Floyd go at it with somebody, you know what I'm saying? So I think these guys gonna go at it, man. It's gonna go the distance, but I gotta give it to Bradley. Who you guys got?
I have Tim Bradley. It's gonna be a lot of punches thrown.
Man, I got that Mexican. That Mexican about to beat the hell out of Tim Bradley, little ass. Tim Bradley ain't ready. He already almost got knocked out by the sparring partner. He's lucky he survived that one. He going down tomorrow. I want him to fight. So if you can make it over to 37 most seven sports officials, come on through. We having a barbecue and everything. It's a Libra month around this mother.
Yeah, I think it's over for the Mexicans right now. I think they more so concentrating on getting them narcotics and drugs over in this boy. You know what I'm saying? I think it's over for him on the boxing side. I think all this is just a setup. Watch when you look in the stands. Watch when you look in the stands at the fight. All the Mexicans gonna be sitting down chilling, quiet in the mug, man. That's because they bringing all them packages in, man. They bringing them packages in. They can't get too rah-rah. You know what I'm saying? They gotta bring them packages in, man. They all taped up. They taped with all of them, man. Come on, man. Streets is talking. You know what it is. That's a perfect time to bring them in, baby. That's a perfect time to bring them in, man. It's about to be on and popping next week. Hey, next week, everybody going to have a goody good. Everybody going to have a goody good next week.
Halloween coming up, baby.
Everybody going to have a good package. For real.
Oh, man.
That's what it is, man. That's what it is. Well, man, you know what it is. Hey, OG Scorpio keeps us
playing.
We appreciate the love.
Question of the night, man. Question of the night. Is Eli a Hall of Famer?
Right.
Is Terry Bradshaw in the Hall of Fame? No Terry Bradshaw in the Hall of Fame. How Eli not going to be able to be in the Hall of Fame? Terry Bradshaw threw like 212 touchdowns and 210 interceptions. Come on, man. Like, Eli is definitely going to be in the Hall of Fame. You know what I'm saying? He's a postseason quarterback. You know what I'm saying? Peyton Manning is going to go down as the greatest regular season quarterback ever. You know what I'm saying? But Eli Manning, he one of those gunslingers, man. He one of those get him hot in the postseason and it's over, man. And you know, in the NFL, that's a lot of times that's what it has to do with it. Whichever team get hot at the right time. You know what I'm saying? And that's what's going to happen. So Eli, man, he's definitely going to be in the Hall of Fame, man, just based upon what he's done and what he's going to continue to do. And them two Super Bowls, man, they don't count interceptions for the Hall of Fame, man. Who counts that, man? Come on, man. Reese is talking. Sports officials. Sunday at 10. Check us out, D-Mac. Come on with it, baby. We rolling.
Check them out. Check them out. They hot.
Y'all be good, man. Y'all be good, man. Be good. Love y'all, man. Love y'all. Love y'all. Love y'all. Love y'all. Brothers from a different mother. Be good, baby.
Oh, no doubt. Love you, too. OG, the scorekeeper, International Broadway. Heaven on you. It's going down here in silence. The streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop.
Yeah, I'm putting up my cupcake. For the commissary, man, for those who think that Tim Bradley going to withstand this ass whooping tomorrow. Man, Juan Manuel about to put it on that boy, man. I'm telling you, man, you better watch it. We'll see on Monday because I'll be talking mad. I'll be on it. I'm going ham on Monday, especially if the Mexican win. He better win.
It's the setup for the Cinco de Mayo with Floyd.
Oh, Lord, there you go. He already fought Florida, already beat him up, made him drink his own piss.
The streets. Oh, man, you gotta love it, man. It's amazing. And when we come back, you get your boy El Boogie with a freestyle flow, man. It's gonna be ill. And as usual, see the most Jacob Johnson III. And we still celebrate. We in asylum. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a lot of girlfriends. Let's go, Raw. I'm all about to get your mind right. Been making money since before I was in the limelight. Rhyme right. Bitch, what's up? Top down, but I feel like getting fucked up. I get high, but the bass low. A real nigga, what your woman want to shake for? When you shake it for a baller, better shake it right. Cause it's about to be a hell of a night. It's about to be a hell of a night. Just looking for a reason to get they freak out. Catch me up in the VIP and it's roped off. To keep raggedy assholes off. Then I'm about to have a smoke off. Rich nigga, but I'm trying to get broke off. Turn it up as I make the beat break down. Ass up, face down. Yeah, that's still the best way to get it. Down the middle, that's the best way to split. I'm talking money disturbing the peace racked up. One too many American black cars stacked up. Backed up at its own. Don't get beat down to the sun. I see these hating ass niggas wanna fight. Well,
it's about to be a hell of a night.
Trouble to get into. Tell your girlfriend, friends, bring friends too. What you drinking? I got it, I pour it all up. So say my partners, they throw it all up. I don't want a menage, so bitch, let go. I'm trying to get three women, play Connect Four. Congratulations, you made it into the top five. Your mouth helped me put the Bentley in the Mach 5. You got me speeding in the red zone. Or as Luda likes to call it, it's the head zone. Heads up, I'm breadwinner, the bread's up. So make a peace sign, baby, put your leg up. Is it really that good to you? Do you like it when a nigga talk hood to you? Do you like a little scratch, a little bite? Well, it's about to be a hell of a night. It's about to be a hell of a night. Streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. As usual, my cellmate, Jewel's the G from Cali. Man, I got my man T-Ro from North Park, Dallas, Texas. And I'm your man, the host L Boogie from East. The east side, that is. Cleveland, Ohio, Huff Heights, representing. What the deal? Man, we had a lot of hot topics, man. We're going to go to a couple more callers. And, yeah, we got a couple more guys. They might get their points back. They might get some more street credibility, man. They called the show. Dilly Lil, what the deal, baby?
Man, what it do? What's the deal? It's that damn boy Nearly Neal from the goddamn sports officials, man.
Now, see, oh, L Boogie, that's how you get action.
Yeah.
Just fly a kite, tell a friend to tell a friend.
What's happening, man? What's happening, fellas? Y'all boys, man, getting in on this Friday night, man. Y'all boys are going live, man. But I love y'all boys, man.
Much love. Once again, that's Nearly Neal from the sports officials, if you did know. What's on your mind, Nilly Neal?
Man, boy, hey, look, I'm at the house chilling, twisting me a sweet, you know what I mean, trying to enjoy my Friday evening. You know what I mean? And all of a sudden, man, I hear my name being called out. I'm like, all over Twitter. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, hold up. Hey. Then what really had me dialing numbers, man. I heard my damn owner's name. I was like, oh, yeah, it's that damn hey, I know it had to be that damn Boogie, man, calling out my soul. Hey, I'll be watching tomorrow at 12 o'clock noon, baby. Hey, we're going to end that job for real.
Hey, I'm waking up first thing in the morning watching them Sooners, man. I'm going to see what y'all do. And I can listen. Go ahead,
sir.
Talk about your team, baby.
Hey, it's going to be a beautiful thing tomorrow, man. Hey, look, you know what? I'm going to miss Mac, man, because I'm going to miss busting that ass every year, man. Because they're going to get somebody in there, but we're going to be out there. We're going to play for real, you know what I mean? Yeah, but we're going to send them out nice tomorrow, baby. We're going to send them out with a nice ass with it, man. Boy, with a nice present and everything, you know what I'm saying? But as soon as
it's
going
right, in Dallas. In Dallas, Red River, shootout.
In the Dallas shootout, man. Hey, I tell my wife every year, man, I just explain it to her. I'm like, look, man, 12 o'clock in the Red River shootout, man, you better leave me alone, man, if you don't want to get capped, though. You know what I'm saying? Hey, just like that.
Already.
Nobody in the man cave.
Yeah. Low whiteies, baby. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I got to get on y'all question of the day, man. Is Eli a Hall of Famer? Hey, bad as he been playing right now at the moment, man, the dude has put up, man, he did it, man. He has the resume. I mean, the guy's won 2 Super Bowls. He's won them. I mean, not just played in them. This guy won 2 Super Bowls with 2 mega throws in the fourth quarter, clutch, big-time plays. I mean, he got 16, 17. How many of them picks he got right now, man? The team is playing horrible. Defense can't stop nobody. Offensive line can't block nobody. He just got a running game from Jakey. So if she was a couple last night. I mean, it's still.
Now he's hurt.
Yeah, and now he hurt. Now they really in trouble now, man. Wilson out with the neck injury, man. So there's a lot of bad things that's going on with them dudes, man. But Eli Hall of Famer, definitely, man. He's what we call in the streets. I mean, the streets is talking, baby. A dog. D-A-W-G.
Right.
A dog. You know what I mean? He got what you got. In the end, you know what I mean? He's the guy I want with the ball at the end of the game, man, because he don't care, man. He got that same demeanor. You know what I mean? He's going to come through and make the throw. I mean, and like I say, man, like he's not playing well right now. I got to say that right now, man. He's playing horrible, probably the worst of his career since his rookie year. But at the same time, man, hey, postseason, that dude a Hall of Famer, man. He got to go.
I feel you on that, man. I'm kind of like what T-Nick had to say earlier, man. T-Nick said that, I don't know about him getting in as a Hall of Fame. I know what he did with 2 rings and all of that, man. But I think he's going to be one of those guys. It's going to take him a minute to get in. But I know his last name is Manny. But at the same time, when you walk up there, man, you're going to walk up to the Hall of Fame and be like, yeah, his words should say, respect my gangster. Because he don't have a bulldog look. He don't have none of that, those ways to get up under your skin and talk trash to you. He just go out there and does it. But I don't know, man. No. Yeah, no, man.
Once again, because you're arch rival, you guys don't like the other guy. You don't like this quarterback because you're from Cleveland. You don't like Eli Manning because he's from the Giants. Wow.
Hey, man. No love. I don't care.
There.
No love. Not me.
Hey,
I'm a
Big Tuck fan, man. I want a Big Tuck favorite fan, man. Amen, Tom, man. So I get down for Dallas, man. You know what I mean? I love them boys out there, man. Yeah, but, hey, I like Tony Romo, too, man. Shoot, boy. Hey, everybody keep getting on him, man, about that one throw. But take this out. I got Tony on my fantasy team, man. That dude can't do for me. I don't care what nobody say for Tony, man. That's my dude. You know what I'm saying? Hey, before I get out of here, man, let y'all boys get out of here. I know I gotta hear Boogie on that freestyle. I got to hear this. Hey, but check this out, homie. Man, this Tim Bradley and Juan Manuel Pacquiao fight, are they fighting tomorrow?
Yeah.
I just got through watching the 24/7 on both of them. You know what I mean? You know, we all seen Bradley fight a couple of times. We've seen Marquez drink tea, like T-Bro said, and fight epic battles with Pacquiao. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
T-Bro, I'm with you, dog. Man, I'm going with the Mexican, man. Hey, even though he's 40 years
old, man,
this dude is a fucking warrior. He ain't going out without no fight, man. You know what I mean? Only person to really beat him up was Floyd. You know what I mean? Everybody else,
you're
man,
right.
He's in a war with this dude. You know what I mean? And come on, who ain't
Floyd right.
beat up? You know what I mean? Floyd beat up everybody. You know what I mean? So,
I
don't really even count that one. You know what I mean? But everybody else, hey, you about to get it with this dude. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
Hey,
well, I'm with you with that super, homie.
Thank you. I'm gonna have some cupcakes for my commissary this week. I ain't going hungry.
Let me get a piece, baby.
I got you, Nilly Lil. We represent the Big 12, homie. I'm rolling with you, even though your team gonna beat the hell out of my team tomorrow. It's all good. I know it's coming.
Hey, Hey, man, I'm sorry, Dad. I'm sorry we got to do this to y'all, man. But, you know, hey, we got to send Mac out with a nice gift, man. I mean,
you gonna,
I,
you're going to have
new
favorites.
I've been brought over these years, man.
Hey, you know what it is, Nilly Neal. Hey, Nilly Neal, much love, baby. Once again, that's Nilly Neal from the Sports Officials, ladies and gentlemen. Check him out,
appreciate
man.
That,
it took L Boogie to call him out. Hey, L Boogie, before we go to Freestyle Friday, man, I want to bring in another special guest real quick, man. One of your kinfolk who checked in with us for the first time on Monday. We're gonna bring him in. Mr. Rooster, you with the streets, baby?
What's up, fellas?
Man, what's going down on this Friday evening, Rooster?
Nothing, man. I had to pep talk my son. He got the playoffs jumping off tomorrow, man. I had to pep talk him up before he went to sleep.
The AKA the light skinned Keith Sweat, man.
I had to put that
out there, man.
What's up, y'all?
How you doing, man? I got a question for you. I know you're a Browns fan. What are the streets are talking about? Do they believe in the Browns? Megatron coming into the stadium? Let me know what you think.
Oh, no, we ain't scared of Megatron, man. We definitely got Hayden. Hayden has been showing up. Got to be called one of the top five corners this year.
So Joe's going to shut him down to Sunday afternoon in Cleveland.
Well, hold on, big cuz. Now, I ain't say shut down. I don't think nobody can shut down Big Megatron now.
He can only
hold
the container.
He going to stick with him a little bit.
Right. So you have Cleveland winning. This would be their fourth game in a row. They would be one of the hottest teams, if not the hottest team in the NFL, besides the New Orleans being undefeated.
Well, I do have us winning because we have a top three defense. Our offensive line is not that bad. Like, I mean, we can run the ball. You know what I'm saying? We can run it. And long as Whedon, now, I don't know. I know pocket presence and touch don't come, like, out of nowhere. You don't get that shit when you're 30. But if Whedon can do that, we can win.
On a kind of like a Harper note, what do you think about the Adrian Peterson situation, you know, with his son, you know, being deceased and all that? What do you think is going to happen with AP this weekend throughout the season? You think he's going to have a monster season because of the situation?
Well, big cuz, as you know, little cuz got five baby mamas and seven kids, right?
The street.
You know I'm loaded, right? So I deal
right.
with that situation, and I can feel AP. You know what I'm saying? I mean, hopefully don't nothing ever happen to that to none of my kids that I don't stay with. But
right.
as far as I can take AP's character, as I can see, like he came back from that ACL injury, I think he going to punish the NFL for it. He going to punish him. He said he going to play Sunday. He going to punish him.
That boy's going to run for about 225 yards on Sunday. You just watch his field.
Oh, man. T, you feel me. You feel me, man. Because, I mean, he persevered off an injury in college. He persevered off the injury in the NFL. I mean, the boy got no quit. I mean, he got heart. I mean, he like a real nigga. That's a real nigga right there.
He's right about that.
Right. You know what I'm saying? You know the streets talking. That's a real nigga. And if that was me, I'm going out there full-fledged. I'm going out there full-fledged. It's going to hurt my heart, but I'm going to make somebody pay.
I'm going to make somebody pay.
Legally.
That's right. Legally, because I get to assault you as I'm running. You know what I mean?
Right.
Well, hey, Rooster, man, you know what? Man, we love you checking in, man. Sorry we don't have too much time to keep this conversation going, man. We got one more person to jump to in the asylum before we jump in this Freestyle Friday. So, man, make sure you call in on Monday, man, and check out L Boogie and T-Row off the streets. You know what I mean?
All right, man. Love y'all, and I will be here Monday, fellas.
Good luck
That's
to baby cuz Chief, man. He better bring home the victory, man. It's in the DNA. We love you, cousin.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to keep you tuned in. Love you, too.
No doubt.
Oh, man, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, we need that update on Monday, too. You know what I mean?
Yep.
That's what That's what's up, L Boogie. Hey, before we go to Freestyle Friday, man, we got a late caller chiming in, man. He's been missing out for a minute, but, you know, man, we had to go way back in the cell and find our big brother right here. Man, L Boogie, man, the big homie Goob on the line. Big Goob, what's the deal,
what's
baby?
Up? What's up, DDA?
DDA? What the deal, baby?
I'm back, man. I know it's been a while, but damn. There's a lot going on.
Back in the asylum.
There's a lot going on, man.
Man.
Yeah, Goob.
What's good?
Tell us what you think about what's going on. And, you know, we had a lot of things. Adrian Peterson with the death of his son. You know, the review of the NFL Week 6. Tim Bradley, the Marquez fight. That's tomorrow night. You know, so in the question of the night, is Eli Manning right now, is he a Hall of Famer in your book?
No.
Thank
I don't think
you.
He's a Hall of Famer at this point. I don't. I mean, he's had a good stretch, but it's been the last 2 years now?
Right.
Struggling.
He's not stepped up
majorly.
He's going to take hard.
And even though he has two championships right now, do you think that he will get in later just because he beat, you know, the New England Patriots and Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, or will it be because he has more championships than his brother Peyton?
He has a lot of years left to play. So I say this, we have to look into the future and see what he does to overcome this, you know, this downplay that he's been doing right now. I mean, if he overcomes it and comes back and has a couple of good seasons, two, three good seasons, then we can talk Hall of Fame. If he puts up Hall of Fame numbers, but right now, yeah, he had his run.
Thank you.
But it's like he ran out of gas.
Damn it, Goob, that's why you had to call in. That's why I put you on the air. I needed somebody to agree with me tonight. Boy, everybody been on my ass, Goob. You know that's why I love you, brother.
Oh, man.
Damn you. You know, that's what I'm talking about, Goob.
Straight to talk, Boo.
Hey, Goob.
Boo, don't tell me you're on them Giants. Them Giants. Are you with your boy, Joe? Are you with them Giants?
No, you know, he's a Dallas Cowboy fan. You know, nobody's in the asylum of a Giant fan.
Speaking of Dallas Cowboys, Tony Romo, hey, he got some light at the end of the tunnel, don't he?
Hey, Goob, on that note, man, you know, I would love to talk about Tony Romo, but we do not have time to talk about Tony Romo and his pink and poo. That happened last Sunday. But I tell you what, you call Monday, and we're going to definitely sit down and we're going to talk about it over, you know, what we do to get in them clouds. You know what I mean? So get at us on Monday so we can definitely talk about Tony Romo. Because if he loses to Washington this weekend, damn it, yeah, I'm really going to. I'm going to need four of them bad boys. You know what I mean?
Oh, no, most definitely. That's a big matchup coming in. That's a big matchup.
Big brother Goon,
see what he's doing.
Appreciate the love, man. Check us out on Monday.
No doubt.
L Boogie, it's that time, baby. Time for you to throw down with the throwdown. I hope you're ready. Skeeter Mo, we coming to you in just a minute, man. You know what I mean? And then we're going to close down shop. So, L Boogie, what you want to do, man? What you feeling nice tonight, man? It's been hot in this side. You better come with it. Don't make me take your street credibility part.
Up in the clouds. I'm vibing. What I'm going to do, I'm striving. Oh, shit, they lying. I don't know why they crying. But, me, you know, I'm going to stay fly, man. What they going to do while they sign, man? They ain't with the rock, they with us. I can pull a broad off the bus. I can call gangster and still don't cuss. My vocab is so righteous, I don't know what the fuss. It's the streets is talking, I'm so real. Watch out for the banana peel. I ain't gonna fall for it in my tailpipe. I don't know what your well like, but I tell you one thing, my commissary ain't like. I got a couple of dollars in my pocket. Who you lying to with your stock pot? I don't know what you did, but I'm telling you, I got four kids. I maybe got a possible, but who cares? I see you, girl. You trying to stare. I'm old as hell, but I can put in 22. That's just because I look so good, they call me Boo. Yeah, I'm Meeks, and it's in my DNA. I shot a dude in his face, and he was DOA. All the way 180, but they still treat me like Frito-Lay. Why that, Boo Meeks? Because I got chips, and I'm going to still save that play. I'm gone, man. Go ahead and skeet him over. Go ahead. It was hot tonight.
Boy, that boy was on one. That's what I'm talking about, El Boogie. You do your thing, baby. That's how you handle your business, baby. I give you about $11 on that one, baby. I buy three of them. You know what I'm saying?
Three cops.
Three.
Three plus.
Skeet him on, take it.
Yo, what it do? What it do?
What's up with the pill, man? You gonna close us out, man. You know what it is, man. We already running over time, having fun. It's Friday, man. Like Luda said, it's a hell of a night. You know what I mean? So, cheers, Keita Mo. Go ahead and drop a jewel on us, man, before we get out of here on this Friday evening.
Already, man. You know what it is. One more time for your mind, man. It's Keita Mo Johnson, Jenkins Jr. the third. You heard? Yeah. Okay, now rest in peace to everybody that made it home before me. Kill yourself if you're talking down, because y'all niggas don't know me. Represent them OGs, never talking to the police. Nowadays, it ain't safe to walk around with no heat. Got a four-piece, 8 pounds for your fuck boys. They talking down and saying nothing and making nothing but fucking noise. They decoys, we D-boys, triple D-boys, been church. If they didn't already, they need to hurry up and reach in their purse. Man, I'm up out of here, man.
Damn.
It's all about that timing. Woo, skin. Short and sweet. OG style.
Hey, man, stab you in the chest and then turn the blade on their ass. That's what I'm talking about, Skeeta Mo Johnson Jenkins. Boy, I'm telling you, no disappointment at all. You know what I'm saying? Man, much love to the D-Man in North Park. Yeah, man, that's what I'm talking about, man. You know, we running out of time, Skeeta Mo, man. You know we love you for blessing us on this Friday. You got some shout-outs you want to do?
Man, you know, as usual, man, it's much love, maximum respect, and I'm out.
That's what's up. Skeeta Mo Jenkins Johnson III bringing the heat to the cell. You know what I mean, El Boogie? Hey, man, before we get out of here, man, I want to give a shout-out. Man, we forgot to give a shout-out on Monday to Coach Russell Scott and the Chandler Wolves, who finally, after 17 years, defeated the Chandler Hamilton team. Man, we missed it, El Boogie, because we was in the street. But, you know, big up to Coach Ski. You know what I'm saying? For bringing it on home. Got to see him in the playoffs again in a couple more weeks, in a few weeks or so. So we'll see what happens then, see if they can, you know, pull it out, you know, when it really means something. So, you know, big up to Ski Mask. Big up to everybody out there. My little nephew, Deuce. You know, my little nephew, Darius. My Junior in the studio. My baby girl, Jada, and everybody out there listening. El Boogie, you know what it was, man. Oh, before we get out of here, everybody who's listening that's up in the Phoenix, out on the West Coast, hey, man, I'm going to play a song on the way out, man. Repping YBM and Perp Nasty Weed Cases, man. They got a show tomorrow, 9:10 Live. That's the name of the venue. Check it out there in Tempe. Google it and get there. That's what I'm talking about, El Boogie. Much love to you, baby. You know what it is.
No doubt. In the studio. I see you, nephew. He gonna be nice. Man, what a show tonight. I can't wait till Monday, the wrap up of the weekend. We gonna see what the Bradley kid gonna do against the Mexicano amigo. Fasati, Fasati, Fasati. It's cold in the asylum. We'll see you on Monday for my cellmate, T-Ro, Joel to G, I'm El Boogie. See you at 9 p.m. Hey, yo, Ro, give us something to put us back in our cell, man. See you Monday. Streets is talking with a twist of hip-hop. We.
It seems like the blunt don't diminish. That means it never finished.